we've had a great time up here, Steve. Thanks for bringing me on the show.
Hey, it's Steve Thomas. We're live with Talking Luxury Homes here in beautiful downtown Hoffman Estates, Illinois, with Janice Burke. And what's the address here, Janice?
1710 Algonquin Road, State Exit Realty, Northwest.
And we're just getting the show under here. We've got a bunch of callers coming. You know, we'd like to thank all of our sponsors out there today who've helped us the show, especially the people at Pizzeria Uno, our friends at Chicago Title and Trust, and all the great attorneys out there at AT&T Title. God bless them all. Hey, you know, just a few weeks ago, I had the privilege of being invited up and to meet not only with Craig Witt and Bill Pankinen, but I was introduced to Steve Morris at a conference at the Radisson Blue in Minneapolis next to the big mall there. It's kind of nice. And the more I heard about this story, I've been in the business for 20 years, I said, I have to learn more about this Exit Realty. And right now, I believe on the line is Craig Witt. Craig, are you there? Okay. We'll put him in queue right now. He has to hit number one. But let's see if we can get over to Bill Pankinen right now.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you. And you're a long ways away here from Hoffman Estates, Illinois. You want to tell us who you are and what you do for Realty?
Well, yeah, I'm Bill Pankin, and I'm the regional owner for Exit Realty Upper Midwest. So what I do is I get help the new offices come on board in the states of Iowa, Minnesota, North and South Dakota, and Wisconsin. And I happen to be up here in Toronto at Exit Realty's headquarters this week with all the new brokers. All the new brokers get an opportunity to come on board and get trained and meet the brokers from all over the entire nation. And it's just a great training program, and they have a lot of fun up here. And so I'm up here, and I get an opportunity to join in on the training and meeting all the new brokers.
Well, you know, I don't think a lot of people know this story, Bill, and coming up right after you is Chad Schwerman up in Baxter, Minnesota. Again, he had the privilege to meet with you all at your conference. But can you give us a little background about Exit Realty and how you got to him, and who is Exit Realty?
Well, you know, it's for some areas, we're kind of brand new, but in most of the areas, we've been around. We're celebrating our 20th year this year, and so we're still kind of the baby of the group of all the national franchises, but we're the fifth largest real estate company in the nation, and we're growing very fast, which makes it fun.
Wow.
Now, I came on board with Exit about 10 years ago, and my real estate company had been independent for over 50 years. Before I decided to align my business with Exit.
I always talk about the pillars, and we're trying to get Craig Witt in. I know he's traveling today too. But can you tell us a little bit more about the five pillars, what the five pillars are, and what does that mean to a real estate agent or broker?
Well, you know, I think with any real estate company, it's a matter of having the right support to allow agents to be successful. And having been in the business, this is my 39th year, I remember what it was like when I was brand new. And statistically, you know, it's a tough industry to break into and be successful the first 3 or 4 years. So what Exit brings to the table is the ability to brand and train and hands-on technology and the ability to have a successful working environment. But in addition to that, Steve Morris was a genius and brought together an additional income stream to help our agents to have income and share revenue with the company.
Well, you know, I hear a lot of people, and I know, you know, Chad, who we just met for the first time, we've talked to him for several. But a lot of people in agents and brokers today, a lot of markets are saturated, you know, with the other four companies out there. And people are successful. They're just getting started. And they want to work with our franchise. You have to go 800 miles out west in the middle of Montana because that's the only one we have available. And right now, if I understand it, you've got a lot of territory and things available at Exit really right now.
Yeah, we really do. You know, we're really excited about our growth. And, you know, one of the things I guess I saw in the industry, and I see the trends because I travel a lot and I've been in the industry a long time. I saw the trends where as the realtors are becoming or aging, 50% of them are 60 years or older. The average realtor is 68 years old. So we're kind of seeing a changing of the guard. So traditional real estate addressed that and said, we're going to go non-traditional. We're going to bring some youth into this group. We're also going to offer opportunities for some of our agents maybe who are thinking about retirement to have an opportunity to have retirement income, and nobody else does that.
Now, the retirement income, what does that mean? Because, again, people have been around this business. They started with another company 20 years ago, and what do they have? They don't have much. So what does Exit Realty offer? What do you mean by retirement?
Well, we have the opportunity with Exit. If you help our company grow, you can have an opportunity. And helping us grow is introducing agents to any of our offices nationwide. We have over 1,500 offices. So it allows them to introduce agents anywhere nationwide. It allows them, because of that, to get an opportunity to share in the revenue. And so having the opportunity to share in revenue means that not only does it follow them when they're working, but it also follows them into retirement or if they can't work. And we're the only company where that income continues to farm beyond the grave. And so that's so important. Today's trends, what we see, is because 95% of the agents don't have a retirement income.
Wow. Well, Bill, if they've got a question for you about to learn more about Exit Realty, how do they get in touch with you? An email or an address? And I know Kate, we invited Kate on. Nick Lindbert is going to be on our next show. We got some great responses for people on Talking Luxury. How do we get in touch with you?
Well, I'm pretty easy to find because I'm all over Google, obviously, but I guess exitrealty.com is a good place to find Bill Pankin and our Exit Realty Upper Midwest. I live up in Minneapolis area, so if you put Minneapolis and you put down Minnesota and you put down Bill Pankin, you're going to probably find me. And so just go to the websites. And I'm available there at any time. Text EXIT at 85377, and you'll have an opportunity to get a hold of me.
We're going to put this code on the website and have a few more questions and callers. We appreciate your time. Thanks for being with us on Talk Luxury Homes, Bill Pankinen.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Hey, you know, what a great opportunity for people out there today, and I bring on another guest, Chad Schwenderman, up in Brainerd Lakes. Am I getting that right? Baxter, where the heck are you?
Brainerd Lakes. Yeah, Brainerd Lakes area.
Well, let me tell you something. Thank you so much for your hospitality. I mean, I walked out to the end of the pier. The water was like 8 foot deep. I thought it was a foot deep. I almost drowned. So it's just beautiful up there. How the heck? Now, you were with another franchise before, which we'll leave nameless, but what the heck? You have over 300 listings. What the heck? And you're number one in the nation. I mean, what would draw you to this teeny tiny company, now fifth in the nation, and how long have you been with them? Where did it all start?
I started with Exit about 3 years ago. I've been in real estate since 1999, and, you know, Exit really had the tools and the culture that I was looking for. And like you said, Steve, we were with another national franchise, and just didn't have the support, and the yearly fees were astronomical, so decided to make a break and joined forces with Exit, and it's been a really fun and great journey so far. So,
well, can you tell the other people who might have an interest in looking around, or even, you know, a lot of new people are joining the company, the companies, every company every day, who are just getting into real estate, why do you think they should consider? Bill touched on it just lightly on residual income. But, you know, if somebody came to you and said, I'm looking to get started in real estate, or I've been in it for 10 years, I'm not sure what I want to do, what would you say to a person like that?
Well, I think, you know, Exit has the tools to get people started in the training. So we like to say that great agents aren't born, they're trained. So we get them into our training program and start working with them so they can go out there and make a full-time living and be successful in this industry. I mean, they say 80% of all realtors will be out of the business in the first 2 years, so we're trying to work with our agents to make sure that they're not just one of the other statistics that are out there. We want them to be successful.
Well, and I know you have a website too. And which website would you like people to take a look at if they have a couple minutes today?
Yeah, you know, if they're looking at to purchase here in the Brainerd Lakes area, they can go to homes1234.com, HOMES1234.com. Or if you have a home to sell, it's real easy, ChadWillSellYourHome.com. So.
Well, now, let me ask you something, because I was down in St. Cloud and Bloomington and Edina. What if somebody has a home that they want to sell in Edina? Are you able to list that home in Edina?
Well, we work with a lot of the top agents in the country. So, if we don't service that specific area, we can certainly get them in touch with an agent that's going to do a fantastic job for them. So.
Well, we might have to call Frank D'Angelo or Carson Brooks. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Correct. Yes, sir.
And now, you know, I'm looking at that city, and I drove there up 494. It's about 3 hours in that 1 mile an hour run it took. You're not in a very large city. How the heck are you able to be so successful? Because other people belong to larger cities, larger MLSs, and now here you are, and correct me if I'm wrong, the number one agent for Exit Realty in the United States, I'll say it like that. How are you able to be so successful? And you got some great people up there, Paul and, you know, Tyler, a few other people. How are you able to be so successful in such a small market?
Well, for us, I mean, I've been doing it for quite a while. So our business is based on, you know, doing things with integrity and working hard for the clients. So 60% of our business is past clients and referrals. And people appreciate when you work hard, and like we tell our agents, you know, this isn't an 8-to-5 job. This is really a lifestyle, and we just do a lot of marketing, obviously, to advertise the listings. Yeah, the old way of selling homes was put the sign there to put it on the MLS and pray that somebody else sold it, and that used to work when the market was very strong in 2006, but that doesn't work today. So now it takes a marketing plan and a marketing budget to really get the home sold.
Well, and you know, one of the things I saw, and thanks for inviting me up last week, you actually put out a publication and you show people's pictures and you say thank you to your clients, and it's like a magazine, and you put it out in the newspaper. I mean, where did you come up with that?
You know, that's done in another market, so I adopted that marketing plan in that ad, and so we've had a really good response. So we'll put the buyer's or seller's first name in their photo, and yeah, people love it. So they like to be recognized, and so that's been a lot of fun.
Does he? Now let's take a look at that website one more time. And a lot of people, there's so many beautiful areas to move in, Wisconsin and Minnesota. But what is that website, and what's an easy way to get up there from Minnesota? Which way would you take up from Minneapolis to get up to where you're at?
Well, I mean, you would just go up 94, and then we're really 2 hours and 15 minutes north of the Twin Cities. And Brainerd is really a vacation destination. I mean, we have a lot of lakes. We have great medical facilities, great restaurants. You know, we have five top-tier golf courses. So a lot of people like coming up here and finding a retirement home because they're still close to the Twin Cities or Rochester. But yet they get away and they have all the amenities of a big city, but still a small town feel. So we think we have a lot to offer people.
Well, let me tell you something. It's absolutely a privilege for me to have you on the show talking luxury homes. And I guess that homes is a real theme here, no pun intended. Homes 134 and Chad Schwenderman. And by the way, I really liked your house, and I guess you got the basketball net there on the house. It's kind of pretty good looking. So
yeah,
we had a nice, yeah. Yeah, to go through it. And, you know, thanks for being on the show with us today. We appreciate it, Chad Schwenderman. And let's have that website one more time, Chad.
Homes1234.com.
Doesn't get any better than that. We'll be on talking luxury homes.
All right.
Thanks, Chad.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate the time.
Hey, right now we've got Janice Burke on here, and Janice has been kind enough. You can just come over here and talk right there, whatever makes you feel comfortable, to let us use her office here for talking luxury homes. And wow, you know, Janice, thank you. And Tom, the heart's here. Everybody's here today. We appreciate that. And, you know, I know this town, Hoffman Estates, pretty well.
I know you do.
And how did you wind up here in this shopping mall on a corner? This glass center here, what's the address again?
1710 West Algonquin Road, Hoffman Estates.
And what is the street right
We're
here?
Actually right on the corner of Huntington Boulevard and Algonquin Road. And the reason we came here is someone told me you were in the town.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Hey, a shout out to everybody at Winston Knowles and our friend Mayor McLeod, who we have known since day one. He's been to each one of my son's graduations when they enlisted into the military and then on to the Air Force Academy. So, hi, Mayor McLeod. How are you? Sears Center is out there. A lot of new restaurants opening up here. Hoffman Estates is banging right now, just banging.
It really is. And our plaza, we are cranking it over here. We have so many restaurants within our plaza. You think about what you want to eat, and we have it here.
What's the name of a couple of these places right here?
Okay, so our pizzeria, that's brand new, Tom. What's our pizza place called?
Magical
Pizzeria.
Okay.
And then we have Di Vendetto's, which also has entertainment here. Great, great Italian food. And you were talking about Mayor McLeod. Mayor McLeod came to our grand opening and actually said that was the best grand opening he had ever been to.
Wow. To go through it. Now, you yourself have been in the industry, I think, since high school. You graduated 4 or 5 years ago. And then you did a few things in real estate. How did you wind up at Exit? I mean, it's got a funny name. Then people fall in love with it.
People fall in love with it. It does have what some may consider to be an odd name. But if you really think about it, wherever you're at right now, just take a look around, and I'm sure you will see an exit sign. You cannot deny seeing an exit sign. We're everywhere. We're probably right now where you're sitting, working at the schools, on the expressways. Steve Moore.
Some of them are red, but yours are green, right? Teal is the new green.
Teal is the new green.
Yeah, however, I like that. That's pretty neat.
You are starting to see green exit signs, so keep your eyes peeled. They are out there.
And if you have a question for Janice, you can always call her at 630, right?
768-5860.
And what is your website here, Janice?
Our website is exitrealtynw.com.
All right. Now, you just kind of brought this up here. You have a career night coming up. And, you know, we see all these shows on TV. We hear them on the radio. Come to my real estate and learn how to sell real estate. It's only $20,000 to sign up with me, and we'll get you started. You have a career night. When is it, and what does it cost?
Our career night is free. Let me repeat that.
Oh.
Our career night is free. Free is always
good.
Tom's
smiling. Okay.
And we will have refreshments here and something light to eat. However, you want to mark your calendar for August 18th.
Okay.
That's next week. It's right around the corner.
And do we know what day of the week that is?
It is a Thursday.
It's Thursday, August 18th. And what time is that? Like 1 o'clock in the morning? Or?
No, we thought that was a bit much. We figured.
I could hear Kevin staring at me right now. Steve, stop it. Okay, it's 7 o'clock at night.
It's 7 p.m., yes. And it's only going to take an hour out of your day, but I will tell you what. There will be agents here as well as myself, and so you're going to be able to get all your questions answered. You're going to want to talk to the experts in the field. I'll be here as well. I'll be able to answer your questions.
Wow, and next week, I forget where we're going. We're going to be in Detroit next week. We're going to be actually up to trying to get to Traverse City to see Craig Witt.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, so we kind of get around here a little bit. And the email is just Janice at Janice Burke, B-U-R-K-E, .com, right?
That's correct.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Go through it. Now, I see you have people like Tom who are you know, gung-ho, and they're out there running. But I also saw a couple of new agents who are not in the business before. That was kind of astonishing to me. So, you know, why would somebody new want to go to Exit versus somewhere else?
The reason a new agent is going to want to come to Exit, and the reason they are coming to Exit,
right,
is because of our training. The training here at Exit, I've been at other larger companies before. Exit is quite different. We really take the agent by the hand. We not only show them what to do and give them the tools, but we actually guide and help them to get there. And not only that, we don't leave them out in the wind. We do stay with them and meet with them and help them. Tom DeHart happens to be our mentor here in the office. And so he's working closely with the new agents, guiding them, giving them support, helping them along. And to tell you the truth, different with Exit than other companies, all the agents are helpful. It's just not myself as the broker owner, or Tom here. It's every one of our agents.
And you just had another one of your people walk in, and who is this?
This is, we call him Dr. Mike. This
Dr.
Is-
Mike. Hi, Dr. Mike.
How you doing?
Good.
Good to see you.
Good. Hey, you know, if we want to get back to that website, because people are going to go, well, I want to see the website. I'm not sure what it is. And if they go to exitrealtynw.com, did I say that right?
You did say that
right. And or a phone call at 630-768-5860. And they can talk to you directly, or do they have to wait in line? Or
nope, no waiting in line. Don't have to take a number like at the deli. Isn't that right, Tom?
Correct.
And you know what's really nice? They could just come by next Thursday, August 18th, 6, 7 o'clock. And if they want to stay, and tonight Pizzeria Uno is sponsoring our dinner, so we're all going to put on 5 pounds. And a special shout-out to Pizza for Patriots, Mark and Gail Evans, who founded that, shipped over 2 747s with DHL and AT&T this year to Iraq and Afghanistan to our troops. So to Sergeant Mark Evans and Gail Evans, God bless you for what you do. Pizza for Patriots and Pizzeria Uno's and Grill right here in Schaumburg at unos.com, UNOS.com. We appreciate that. So we have Exit Realty Northwest, and, boy, I got to make sure I got that website, exitrealtynw.com.
That is correct.
Okay, exitrealtynw.com. Okay, I'm getting it now.
You are getting
That's
it.
What, so next Thursday and August 18th, doors open at 7. There's a presentation, and it's only 30 minutes, it looks like. And they can ask anything. Maybe they're at another company, or they just moved here from another city. But let me tell you something. I'm looking around your office here. You must have, I don't know how much money you put in this conference room. It's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you to your company for doing this, you and Kevin. That's just awesome.
Yeah, thank you. This is such a friendly atmosphere. The culture here in the office, it's like being at home in your family room, in your kitchen. Everyone is comfortable here. Everyone works together. And just come by that night. It's the 18th. Please stop by, get all your questions answered. Maybe you might be thinking of a career change. Maybe you're already at an office where you kind of feel like
it doesn't hurt to talk, right?
No, it never hurts to talk. And I've got great agents. You'll engage in great conversation with them. And again, you'll get all your questions answered.
And the phone number is 630-768-5860. And even if you're thinking about listing or buying a home, they can start right there at that number.
Definitely.
630-768-5860.
Market's hot, guys.
And I know, and you know, you told me a funny story the other day. You said you got some bad news. I go, what's that? You go, we're almost out of listings. The houses are, we need new listings.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. If you're thinking of selling, this is the time.
Well, it doesn't get any better. And people say, well, I'm going to wait till next year in springtime. It doesn't make any sense. People are buying homes 24/7, 365. I listened to a friend of mine close on a home on Christmas Eve. I go, what is the matter with you? He goes, well, I had to get it done, right? Got to get it done.
You have to get it done.
And some of the great things. So some of the great stories come up. If you have a question for Janice, you can always go to exitrealtynw.com. Am I getting that right?
You are getting it right.
Exitrealtynw.com.
Right.
Or quick phone call, 630-768-5860. And you obviously work now, according to the NAR, 1 out of 4 buyers today is a first-time home buyer. And that's according to National Association of Realtors, January of 2016. And they may just fall in love with you to go through it. Mike's going to talk about that in a minute to go through it. But the rest of the people, the empty nesters, you know, people saying, hey, I've got this $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $600,000, $800,000 home. The kids are gone. They should call Janice Burke.
They should.
Yeah.
And if they don't speak with me, they can talk to any one of my great agents here.
And we have some different languages that they speak. So if you have another language you feel comfortable, we'll find someone to talk with you in that language.
Not a doubt about it.
Nick Limbert is teasing me, you know, downtown Chicago. We got 20 languages here. It's like, okay, so we'll help you. We'll help you. If you had one thing to say about somebody thinking about listing their home right now, what advice can you give them from the heart and say, here's one of the first things you should do?
One of the first things that you should do, if this is something that you are considering right now and you're on the fence and you're really pondering and thinking, is this the right time? Should I do it now? Talk to someone. Give us a call. Just come in and have the conversation. It's not going to hurt. You probably have questions that haven't been answered, or maybe you're talking to your neighbor or a family member that really is giving you misguided information. There's no way to make a decision. Come in and talk to us. We do things differently here at Exit, and you'll get your questions answered. And maybe this isn't the right time for you.
That's right. There you go.
And you're not going to know that unless you have that conversation. So come on in. We definitely don't bite, or do you, Mike?
Well, we got pizza.
We have pizza.
Okay. Okay. And it's Janice at janiceburke.com, 630-768-5860, exitrealtynw.com. Janice, thank you for being on Talking Luxury Homes.
Oh, thank you so much, Steve. We appreciate it.
You know, right behind you here is Dr. Michael Burgess. Am I saying it right?
You are.
Yeah, I am?
You are saying it
right. You already got the coffee. You're ready to go. You're jumping right in there. Okay. So, Dr. Mike, thank you for being on Talking Luxury Homes. Next week, we're going to be, you know, live streaming. And the reason we use these two platforms is that on Blog Talk Radio, over 23 million people a month go onto this platform. Live stream is over 25 million. This will be archived. You can listen to the show. It's on the website, or you can go to Exit Realty NW. Am I saying that right? ExitRealtyNW.com and listen to the show and just get some honest to good answers. And I think Janice just summed it up. It may not be the right time to list your home. Now, what if somebody walks in and says, or calls you and says, Dr. Mike, I've got to sell my home today. What do I do? What's the first thing you tell them?
First thing we tell them is to talk to a licensed realtor, someone who knows their market, figure out what homes are selling for around them. Selling a home, you don't really sell a home, you market a home.
You know what? That is wise. Because everybody's like, I'm going to sell my home. No, there's a lot of homes for sale, right?
There are. And the good news is that buyers are really buying. I've had several buyers just in the last few months. This year to date, I haven't turned in any low-priced offer yet. Everything has gone full price. Some have gone even better than full price. So if you need to sell your home now is the time, but it's got to be positioned right given the other homes in your market. You've got to take a look around at what's going on.
Right. Now, we talked earlier with Bill Pankinen and Chad Schwenderman, the number one exit realty agent, I'll say in North America, let's just say that, I'm sure, 333 listings. Come on. You know, pretty good stuff. But the problem is people see a home online and they go, should I wait and talk to the listing agent or should I get another company to represent me? It's always a quagmire. They're like, you know, maybe I'll get a better deal with the listing agent. I'm gonna take the carpet off from you now. You know, so what is the advantage if you're not the listing agent and they use you as the buyer's agent?
For one thing, I know. Yeah, the buyer's agent is going to represent their interests, not the interests of the homeowner. The listing agent is under contract with the homeowner.
Okay.
Not the person seeing the house.
Okay.
So there's a lot of, I won't go into the legal parts of it, but a listing agent, if they're working for both parties, really has to just almost step out of the way, and they can't represent your best interest. They can't negotiate in your best interest if they're the listing agent for the owner. So it's financially in your best interest to find that buyer's agent. For one thing, you don't pay them out of pocket. They're paid from the listing itself in almost all cases. The main thing is you're finding someone who represents your interest in the transaction primarily.
Now, I myself, several years ago, I was in real estate and I did not get my mother's listing. And I think, and this is a true story.
Shame on you.
Let me tell you a true story. My sister had a friend who she knew for 20 years.
Mm.
At another company and goes, this is my best friend. We're using her.
Oh boy.
And I said, okay, the house ultimately sold and the person only did one or two transactions a year. It's a true story. And I try to tell people, and I know you, Janice, and I now know Chad and I know Bill. And I mean, you people have a background in real estate and you're active every day. I think that's very important.
I think so too. Having someone who knows what they're doing every day, looks at it not like something you show up to every couple of months, but something you do every single day in and out. You're working with multiple clients, so you've gone through many, many situations with people. You know what to expect. Not everything works out perfectly. Just getting a home under contract is not the end of the transaction. It's only the beginning of the transaction.
Well, let's freeze frame that because I think that's very important. People get an offer. Now, back in the day, what people used to do is what I would call a pocket listing. They put the sign in the front yard for $299. And then another agent would come over and say, can I show the house? To go, yeah, you can see it sometime. And they're actually waiting for someone to call their sign to get both sides of the sale. Mm. Okay, right? Now, today, people are saying, we have a cash offer. But when you say you go to contract and there's a contingency And this is just like the Dave Ramsey Show, Checkbook 101. When there's a contingency on financing or the sale of the home, how long does that seller have to respond? Let's say, well, you know, I got one or two offers coming in. You know, I'd like to wait till I see the other offer. Do they have to respond to the first contract that comes in if it's a contingency, like in 1 hour or 5 minutes? How long does the seller have to respond when that contract comes in on a bid?
I don't think there's a timeline for responding. There's not a legal timeline for responding.
Okay.
See, if you have
I don't think people know that. It's like, well, I called them, I should get an answer, right?
It's a professional courtesy. If you turn in an offer, you want a response. But for instance, if I take a couple out on a Saturday and we've run all the houses we've seen on a Saturday, they love something, we put something together Saturday night or Sunday, but there's an open house on that Sunday, I'm not going to expect an answer to my offer until that Monday.
Really?
Unless you're giving them, the only way to circumvent that is if you have someone who thinks strategically and you give them an offer that they really just can't refuse. The only way to really knock out other competition is just give the seller an offer that they can't refuse. Otherwise, there really is no time frame. They would have the benefit of the doubt to listen to the other things that came in that weekend and see if there's any kind of competing offers coming in. So there's no legal timeline to response.
That's a great answer. Yeah, I think that. I don't think a lot of people know that.
There's a strategic way to do it, though.
Okay. And, you know, a lot of people say this is a cash offer. Really? You know, money is money. Bank is a bank. Somebody has 30% down. You know, really not going to worry about how they're going to get their financing. But we've seen a couple of things come through recently that somebody goes, I really want that house, but I have to move and close in 2 weeks. How do you break that news to your seller that, hey, you had your house in the market, but they want to close in 2 weeks? What do you tell them? I mean, Alec, here's your $399,000, no contingency. They're ready to close. Well, how do you tell your seller that they, you know, but you got to be out in 2 weeks? What do you say to them?
I'm not sure what you say. It's got to be out in 2 weeks. Like, you get what you want.
Yeah.
You get what you pay for. So okay. If you wanted that great offer,
it's a listing price offer.
Here's the best offer, cash, but you need to be out of there. They need you out of there in 2 weeks. That might be like a bit of shock to them, but what I see from people is that when they get hit with a situation, they figure out how to make it work. It may be not what they planned. They may have wanted 30 days.
But I think people should be prepared for this.
They should be ready. If their agent
they're like, my house is on the market. Right. You know, we're going to close in 2 months. It's not like that anymore. People are, you know, today, I want it now.
You got to be prepared.
Yeah.
Right. You got to be prepared. If the house is set up a certain way, it should be in a state where it's ready. You shouldn't have a lot of clutter anyways. It shouldn't be a big deal to have to move in 2 weeks if that's the beauty offer for you.
Right. And, you know, we do a lot of work out here. We wanted to do a shout out for Hometown Heroes up at the Sears Center and Kmart. God bless them for being here. Over 6,000 people employed in Hoffman Estates. Thank you very much. We said before, Bill McLeod, the mayor, work with his offices to go through here. But now we have Zurich American has a new building up here. We have 5 new hotels going in the area. And when executives transfer in and they might have a significant other or be married or have kids and cats and dogs, and there's always some kind of animal in there somewhere, it's like, you know what? I saw it, right? It happens, right? They come into town, I see it, but, you know, I start work Monday, and it's like, well, here's your $799 offer, but I'd like to move in as quickly as possible. I mean, how do people respond?
If you're a good agent, you have to have prepared your seller for these kinds of
things. There you go. That's what I'm looking for.
If you have a really good listing agent, they need to have prepared you for every kind of
contingency.
You can say, well, this is what's typical going to happen. It's going to take, even under contract, it's going to take 30, 45 days to get financing. But you got to be prepared for something that happens on the plus side. If it's really good and the idea is that you got to be out, then they got to be ready for that. They have to be ready for that.
Now, I'm sure this will be some of this things talked about next Thursday at 7:00 at career night, or just in general, if someone has, you know, questions about listing or, you know, becoming an agent or buying a home. I mean, it's for everyone, right, Janice?
It is for everyone.
Okay.
Whether you're an experienced agent or someone who's just thinking about becoming an agent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's next Thursday at 7:00. And Dr. Mike, you're going to be here, right?
I'll be here.
And Tom might be here. I don't know if Tom's going to be here. Tom will be here. Tom DeHart, Janice Burke, Kevin will be here.
Yes.
Okay. I'll be in Detroit or up in Traverse City. Yeah. Hi, Craig. Okay, see if we can get up there and then we'll go up. Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know, we also do something a little different. Because of where we're situated, we are actually on the corner of a really great neighborhood, and we've got several neighborhoods encompassing where our office is. We're very light and bright and very visible. every first Saturday, of the month,
okay,
we have something called Rolls with a Realtor. And it's not like a Rolls Royce. It's a
I was going to say, do you have to be heavy to come, or you got to have a few extra pounds? Or
no, but you might have a few extra pounds on you when you leave.
Okay, first Saturday now.
It's the first Saturday of every month, and this will run through the end of September. And what we do is we encourage people to come in and just stop and chit-chat with the agents that are here, have coffee and donuts, sweet rolls on us, and just have conversation, whether you want to know the value of your home, you want to know how to get your taxes appealed, whatever you would like to know in the way of any real estate questions, come on in, sit down, come sit at our kitchen table with us.
I like your kitchen table. It is nice.
Make yourself at home. We're going back to a different way of doing business where people just walk in, feel comfortable, be at ease. First Saturday every month, Rolls with a Realtor. From 9 a.m. till 10:30.
Well, welcome to the Janice Burke Show that, with ExitRealtyNW.com. No, I'm only teasing. You know, Talking Luxury Homes started out with our other shows, Talking Cars, Talking Real Estate, Talking Restaurants. Yeah, it's all the above. But, you know, Dr. Mike, someone has a question for you. How would they contact you? I'm sorry.
My number is 630-465-6137, and they can get me at see my website, see the various things I have. I have videos that are –
Wait a minute. Your website isn't exitltnw.com?
It is not. On that website, too, but I've got my own realtor's website, too.
Okay, and what is it?
Dr. Mike.
How do you spell it?
D-R-M-I-K-E at yourhousecalldrmike.com.
So you make house calls?
I do make house calls. I'm one of those doctors who still makes house calls.
Have pen, will travel?
That's exactly right.
You know, it doesn't get better than this. You know, I want to thank all of our guests today on TalkingLuxuryHomes.com, our sponsors, Pizzeria Uno, Chicago Tide, our friends out there, Frank D'Angelo, Carson Brooks, Laura Ulrich, Larry Bockenstedt, Tammy Edmond, all of our friends who we've met over the past few weeks, Nick Lippert downtown. I mean, great people. Tom DeHart here tonight just eating pizza. Dr. Mike, Janice Burke, Bill Pankinen, God bless him, up in Mississauga, Ontario, and Craig Witt. We'll see Craig next week in Traverse City, we hope, if we get a chance, get up there to Mackinac Island. So if you get a chance, go take a look at ExitRealty.com. If you're a real estate agent or broker and you're looking for something new, give Bill Pankinen a call. Say, hey, how you doing? If you're looking around here in the Chicagoland area and you're looking for some new ideas, give Janice Burke a call at 630-768-5860. Call Tom DeHart. Dr. Mike, can always give him a call. What's that website, Dr. Mike?
Dr. Mike at yourhousecalldrmike.com.
Boy, that doesn't get any better. I like that. All right, so thanks to our friends out there. Next week, we are in Detroit at the Woodward Dream Cruise. Over 50,000 cars will be up and down Woodward Avenue between Troy and Birmingham. We're going to be based out of Hunter House. $5 sack of hamburgers with our friends with Speedways Online, Talking Cars and Talking Homes. We're going to have all kind of other real estate people up there next week. It'll be fun. We're stopping in Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, shoot down to South Bend, cross over up to Toledo, back to Detroit, up to Auburn Hills, Pontiac, and back to Troy, and it'll be Talking Luxury Homes. I'm your host, Steve Tomaszewski. Remember what we always say, if you can't stand behind our troops, I suggest you stand in front of them. Thanks a lot for listening to Talking Luxury Homes. We'll see you next week.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to use that one.